From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Rosé wine has long been dismissed by wine buffs as, well, basically cheap. Like, maybe it would be okay for a barbecue if you drank enough of it. But forget the critics. The popularity of rosé is surging in the U.S. Sales doubled in 2017. The pink-colored wine is now daring to compete with its more respected red and white siblings. John Lorenzen reports from the rosé region of Provence in France.
In the sun, the cicadas are singing. While at an old chateau an hour's drive from Saint-Tropez, they're bottling up pale pink wine. You get the colour, by the way, by using the same grapes as for red wine and taking the skins off early. This one's called Whispering Angel.
Whispering is our most predominant label. This year we're producing over 6 million bottles.
Tom Schreckinger, communications director for the winemaker Chateau d'Esclos.
How many of those 6 million are sold in the United States?
Well, good heavens, our business in the States is in excess of 60%.
But it's not just quantity. The creation of what Schreckinger calls grand rosés at $100 a bottle is a new twist to success built on technical improvements that wine expert Elizabeth Gabay says were pioneered here in Provence. She just published a book called Rosé Revolution.
When I was doing the book last year, and I think I had over 2,000 rosés in 6 months, different rosés, and by the end, I thought, I'm going to celebrate with a really gorgeous bottle of red wine. And I just couldn't face it. I just got so used to drinking rosé wine because it is relaxing and easy.
But then you find wine drinkers like Patrick Bourg, I met at the street market in the village of Ramatuel.
For me, rosé is not real wine. And above all, I love red wine. So I don't know why I should start drinking rosé.
But the pink stuff is on the up. The French still only drink rosé in summer, but a survey by UK-based consultancy Wine Intelligence says most Americans now say it's good all year round. In Provence, this is John Lawrenson for Marketplace.